back at it with the steady Hotman Crowder and Solana. 305 cafecito time, dame una colada. Got some interviews next, always got dope guests. Get the cesspool live, dropping comments and likes. We about to get right, talking sports, my G. Listen to Odyssey and 104.3. Live and back on GeorgiaMusic.com. Hitting it at the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. All power. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for that 3 o'clock. Ready for that 3 o'clock.
I'm ready, Georgie. I'm ready, Georgie. So Crowder is trying to connect from New York, and obviously, as always, there's technical issues when it comes to Crowder, and he can't hear, he can hear. And so we had the stream up, we had the video stream up for people who are watching the show on YouTube, and they were seeing behind the scenes of Solana trying to get Crowder to be able to hear the station and not sound like crap. And somebody had put on the chat, it's like watching Solana try to split the atom. But if you're watching on the YouTube stream right now, like, you can see Solana is talking to Crowder. Crowder, he just has no ability to connect on a computer. Like, it's like, it's literally like talking to someone who is opening a computer for the first time in their life. And so if you say to him, like, go to the audio settings or go to the video settings, he just doesn't know what that means, where it is. So that's what's going on. Now, I don't know if he's connected or not. Solana feels like the lights are on. Is Crowder there, Jimmy? I like when he laughs nervously. Can you hear Crowder?
I can hear now.
Now, what do you think it is with you and computers? Because I was saying, as Solana was trying to fix this, and everybody watching the stream got the video of you trying to do it, and somebody had put, this is like watching Solana split the atom. You have this bizarre inability for a fairly young guy to understand any workings of a computer, where if you hear, like, when Solana says, like, open the audio settings, you literally smile as if he has said to you, like, if you were trying to pilot the Apollo 13, like, nothing, absolutely nothing resonates with you when it comes to any kind of settings, video, audio, otherwise.
Because I panic, I think, and our default is to laugh because I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, he sounds good. Where are you? You look like you're in like a conference, like a lobby almost.
Yeah, I'm in the On View on Jersey's, on that dirty little creek they have outside in Jersey, at the On View in some conference center.
What's a On View? That's a
nice hotel.
Oh, a Bonvoy?
Hey, Bonvoy, you know how I do it.
I let the cat out of the bag in the 2 o'clock hour. I said you were interviewing Method Man. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. No, I told you before. I used to try to keep it a secret, but why am I? It's going to come out sooner or later. What the hell are we secreting for? Yeah.
So
Method Man.
How was it?
And we did Brian Burns early this morning. Method Man's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's exactly how you think he'd be. He's Method Man.
He doesn't break character?
No. Like every character he gets, like, we talk about him, like, you know what, like, when you're a gangster, you're Method Man. When you're a teacher, you're Method Man. When you're, yeah,
that's,
like,
that's true. No, that's right. He's always playing some version of Method Man.
Yes, and he was Method Man all the way today.
Well, you sound great today. The camera looks clear. He sounds great. Do I owe a debt of thanks to you, Solana? Because I know you were on the, we had some audio issues with Crowder yesterday, and I know you were with him earlier today to try to fix it. Like, do I owe a huge debt of thanks to you, Solana?
Can I just have the rest of the day off after the last 5 minutes? Crowder, when I'm yelling at you, unmute yourself. Why are you just smiling at me?
Well, that's what, watching on the video, that's what I get the biggest kick out of, is you look like you're splitting the atom. and he just smiles.
But I can't. Here's the thing. I couldn't ensure that we were ready to go until he unmuted himself to test, A, can you still hear me? B, do you sound the way you're supposed to sound? And he's just, I'm like, Crowder, unmute yourself. I can't unmute you. You control your own mute toggle button. And he's just staring at me.
Right. Now. But in Crowder's defense, that's what gets him out of a lot of things is just smiling. When I first met him, he said, do you know what country dumb is? And I said, no, not really. And he's like, I play country dumb all the time. And he goes, it gets me out of everything. And country dumb is essentially just looking and smiling and
hey, how you doing?
Kind of letting them know that you don't understand what's going on and they'll fix it for you at some point.
And I hate to throw Jimmy under the bus, but I told Jimmy, don't unmute the stream until I'm back in the studio, like we're ready to go. Now Crowder, I'm back in the studio. Crowder's talking. Jimmy's just staring at me, smiling now. So I've got dummy number one just staring at me and smiling. And dummy number two doesn't put dummy number one on the air. He's just staring at me and smiling.
Hey, Hawk, that 15 seconds you watched,
yeah,
that was Solana for 15 minutes this morning. System settings.
Because I remember
system settings.
When we used to have Don Bailey Jr., was it DBJ that you had to walk through?
Hawk, don't bring up PTSD.
Why did we have a stream with Don Bailey Jr.?
When COVID happened, and everybody was trying to find different ways to navigate not coming into studio.
Right.
Len, our program director, told Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., hey, Hawk, Crowder, Joe, all the guys have figured out how to work from home. And Joe Zagacki opted to not do that. He just wanted to be on the phone. It was just easier for them at the time, and that's fair. But finally, it got to the point where Joe Z and DBJ couldn't talk to each other because sometimes the phone lines would
go
down.
You mean like on Hurricane Hotline, they were doing it over the phone?
A couple times.
Huh.
So DBJ finds out from Josie how easy it is to set up a stream. Josie had figured it out. It was great. So DBJ puts me in contact, and I hate to do this, but with his assistant or an assistant at Don Bailey Flooring.
Yeah.
That lady, God bless her. I never even told DBJ this. That lady cursed at me and told me this isn't my job. I said, hey, this isn't my job. I have no business.
Welcome to the club, lady.
I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart to help out a good friend, DBJ. But that was 5 minutes with her. I'm just explaining you have to plug the mic in the computer. She's like, how do I do that? I mean, that's where we were starting from.
This morning, this is just a small picture of how it went. Solana says, go to the top right-hand corner of your screen. I said, okay, I'm looking. He said, now go to audio settings. I said, all I see is a battery and a little Wi-Fi ice cream. So next to the Wi-Fi ice cream, he gets frustrated.
Yeah, yeah. Because, in fairness, most adults at this point know where your settings are. You know what I mean? Like, you know where the settings are. It's almost impossible to not be able to navigate this unless, like, you're in your 70s or 80s and it's literally a foreign thing. When we had Jim Larrañaga coming on every week starting last year, Solana spent a number of times on the phone with him and his assistant, but now Jim Larrañaga is, like, set, but no one can touch his computer. Like, if the three buttons he pushes aren't correct, he's as lost as Crowder is.
Me and Jim but came up in the same era.
Coach L worked at this to perfect the craft. Coach L, it took him a couple days. But, you know, he's a coach. He had to figure
right.
it out.
He wanted to go get headphones with a microphone attached to it.
And he wanted to sound good. He wanted it to be professional.
Yeah.
He's always worried about his background. I mean, we're on year six with Channing Crowder. And it's like we started back at square zero today, or square one.
You ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Bubba was good at shrimp. You think he knew how to work this microphone?
Fair. I mean, if you know who you are and you say, listen, I mean, it is what it is. Although this is essentially, because it's your job, this is Bubba not being good at shrimp.
You found a loophole in my argument.
This is Bubba being terrible at making shrimp.
Having one shrimp dish, that would have killed the whole scene.
Fried shrimp. Fried shrimp.
That's about it.
All right, let's do headlines because Aronda Gadsden's going to join us this hour, and we seem to be connected just fine with Crowder, who is in New Jersey.
He sounds good.
He sounds very good, and he looks very clear on the stream.
So. That brand new computer.
I know. It's great. He does care.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm showing out.
He just needs it to be kind of like a fail-safe system. I log on, I click this button, and that's it. And the moment stuff starts to go awry, he just doesn't have the ability to say to himself, oh, I think the output might be a little too loud. Or, like, he waits for someone with that dumb country look, that country dumb look, and he waits for someone to come in and swoop in and fix it.
You want me to troubleshoot, huh? That's not my job.
Not his job. All right, let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I would like to catch Crowder up because I know you've been busy today, Crowder. Barry Jackson did some really good reporting earlier this morning. Yesterday, we were under the assumption, based on Mike McDaniel's comments, he'd be a part of the general manager party that, or search party or whatever, like the group of people that the Dolphins have put together to go interview the next general manager potential candidates for the Dolphins. We have since found out he is not on the Zoom calls today. The Dolphins started their general manager interviews, and he's not on the Zoom calls. He's not going to be actually a part of the group that's interviewing the candidates.
Oh, that's great. We joked about it yesterday. I think he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be a part of it. You know why he shouldn't be? He's going to get his feelings hurt when they start evaluating him to the new GM.
That's the thing. I was saying, like, you can't have a general manager candidate and ask him, what do you think of the current head coach, while the current head coach is sitting there? That would be silly. And then if the guy says he's terrible, well, if Mike McDaniel gets a full vote on who they're hiring, I'm not voting for the guy who thinks I'm terrible.
You want to keep coach around? No. Hey, what's up, Mike? Huh? Yeah, that's a great decision. Good job, Stephen.
Somebody said, how did this guy learn NFL defenses?
Oh. He didn't. he knew how to do one thing. That was let linebackers or tight ends blow right by him.
Hey, fella, heavy diagram. heavy diagram.
Well, I'm your Zach Thomas.
Well, let's not push it. Like,
I mean,
you're Zach Thomas of radio?
No. I'm not saying I'm the Zach Thomas of radio.
You're there to help him.
I'm your Zach Thomas. I'm guiding you through the playbook in terms of getting your audio connected.
I got you.
Okay, I'll go with that.
The problem with Solana is Solana also believes that he is a whiz at this stuff.
Oh, right.
And compared to you, he is. But we all recall when College Game Day was here, Solana yelling, "The light is on, Hawk. The light is on." But it didn't have anything to do with the audio. I knew it didn't have anything to do with the audio. And he was just delighted that the light was on, and it became a whole sign at College Game Day.
The problem is that the people who reconfigured this studio think they're wizards. Rather than coming to the people who actually sit in the studio with questions, they believe they're wizards. That's the real problem.
All right, fair enough.
You know what? You like to talk down on people, Solana. Yeah, so in this situation, you got...
He is not a great... like. He is a decent problem solver, but he doesn't do it like with a cordial attitude.
When
he has to solve someone else's problems, he is just. And by the way, I'm the same way. Like, I purposely don't do that. And if something's broken in my house, or my son is charging cord wouldn't work the other night, and so he went to the Apple store, he got a new cord. And that didn't seem to be working. And Lori's doing all this troubleshooting. She's trying different squares and different outlets, and she's rebooting the computer. I just don't have the patience to do it for someone else. I can do it for myself all day long. I have no patience to do it for someone else. She fixed it, by the way. The Hockmans are incapable of fixing anything because we don't have the patience to do so. My wife can fix anything. She can fix plumbing, ceiling fans, whatever. We, the Hockmans, can't do any of this. My brother texted me the other night, and he said, the handle on the toilet broke in my house. He lives in Chicago. The toilet handle broke, and he says, Susan, his wife, he's like, Susan says that I can fix this on my own. Just go to the hardware store, go to Home Depot, and look on YouTube. It's a very easy fix. So he's like, what do you think the chances are that I can do it? And I said, well, zero. I mean, there's literally zero chance that you can fix that. You're a Hockman. And he's like, Lori could do it, though, right? And I said, yeah, Lori could do it with no problem. Wouldn't have to watch a video. Like, she knows how to do all that stuff. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's the handle, the flapper, the whatever. She knows how to do all that stuff. So
flapper.
My brother texts me the next day. He goes, partial victory. I fixed it. I said, nice job. He goes, the only problem is I have to push the flusher up instead of down. Because he did it backward. Lori's like, there's probably a left flush and a right flush or whatever. So to flush his toilet now, you have to pull the handle up instead of down.
That's ridiculous.
But for the Hockmans, that's really like an amazing feat. I mean, that really,
Have you ever taken the lid off your toilet tank?
I have. I don't like what I see in there, so I immediately put it back.
Yeah. That water, like they say, is clean.
It's
that water's not clean.
Dirty. I don't know what that big bobber is. There's a big bobber in there. There's a chain. There's some sort of chain.
That's sad, man.
Yeah, I literally. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'll say it anyway. Before I met Lori, I may have told you this. I did not know how to replace the wiper fluid in my car. I figured that was just too difficult a task. So the only time I would change my wiper fluid is when I got an oil change, and they would do all the fluids for you. And we're driving around. I don't know if we're dating or if we're engaged. My windows are filthy dirty. And she's like, can you please clear off the windows a little bit? I'm like, there's no wiper fluid in there. And she's like, well, why don't you put wiper fluid in yet? And I'm like, because I don't need an oil change. And she's like, what? And I go, well, when else would I get the wiper fluid put in except when I'm doing the oil change? And she's like, let me show you how to change the wiper fluid. And happens to be very easy. And that's as handy as I ever feel. I love when I'm out of wiper fluid because I can feel like a man. Go get myself the big jug of the blue juice, pop the hood open, and pour that in there like a mechanic. I'm like a mechanic for that very brief moment.
Well, let's change your verbiage. It's really just adding wiper fluid because you're not changing
it. I feel like I'm – oh, that's true. I'm not changing it. That's like changing the oil for me.
Take the old fluid out, put new fluid in.
Yeah, that's a 100% true story.
I don't know where the wiper fluid belongs in the car.
You stay away. I'm telling you. You're better off not knowing.
I have no interest in it.
Same here.
People do that all the time. Like the whole thing with my fiance's car that I didn't know what to do when I opened up the hood, which I did not. Oh, you're not a man. Like, hey, you know what happened to me this weekend? My battery died. You know what I did? I called AAA.
Of course.
They were there in 40 minutes.
Of course.
My guy Javier.
40 minutes.
40 minutes. My guy Javier replaced the battery, tested it. It was dead. Replaced the battery. 5 minutes. Gave him $200 on his way.
$200?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Oh, that's a bargain.
Call me next time.
That's a bargain.
I'll be there 30 minutes.
Are you kidding me? They came to my house.
Yeah, no, I
changed the battery for me.
I love that. I try to have coverage for all things. I get the coverage that comes with the car dealer, the AAA. I get it through Progressive. I have coverage everywhere. So if I get a flat tire, I mobilize the troops. I have 7 or 8 different companies coming to fix the flat.
Y'all need to get your testosterone up, man. Goodness gracious.
I'll wrap up headlines here, fake headlines, this entire segment, with an apology to Crowder and Jimmy. I lashed out at you guys. I'm sorry. I was very frustrated. And clearly, whatever you did worked, Crowder. So thank you. And I apologize for lashing out at both of you dummies.
Well, okay. If you're apologizing, I want an apology for you talking to me like I was a second grader earlier today.
Well, I mean, I wasn't part of it, but I have to imagine that you probably earned that tone.
But what about on the way out? We have it fixed. He said, oh, you sound great. This is the button you push. Go to these settings. Okay, man, I'll holler at you. You know, holler at you in a couple hours. Okay, big man, just leave the computer alone now.
But that's big the right, that's the right thing to say, though. That's like, hey, don't get ahead of yourself here. Just walk away from your computer. Don't touch anything.
Okay there, bud. Just leave that computer alone.
Your weather in South Florida, it is hot. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. I will just say the Heat play tonight at 8. They're in Minnesota. Tyler Hero is expected back. And the Panthers play the Maple Leafs tonight in Toronto. That'll be on AM 560.
All right. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us next. I do want to talk Dolphins with him, but also there's this percolating McRib story that interests me. I don't know if you saw McRib. McDonald's getting sued, a class action lawsuit, from people saying there is no rib meat in the McRib. And personally, that makes it even more delightful to me. Like, if
what
you,
is it?
If, who cares? If you can make something tastes, looks, smells like ribs, and there's no ribs in there, my God, what can we do next? So I think it's a feather in their cap, to be quite honest. But I want to
we
get
all
a,
knew,
I want to get Aronde's,
knew that was cardboard.
I want to get Aronde's opinion of that in the next segment. So don't go anywhere. Aronde Gadsden next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone. Ah, today's show is making me smile and laugh. Jimmy, I told you in the 2 o'clock hour to play Method of Modern Love from Hall & Oates because he's been with Method Man, and it's 3:36, and I have yet to hear it.
It's coming up.
All right.
OFLOVE.
METHOD. We should give that to DBJ for next season. I'm not giving him anything for the remaining two games.
I think he's done that before.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think we gave him Method Man and we gave him Method of Modern Love as well.
Yeah, because I think Joe Z said man.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so. Unless I'm just making
I'll look it up.
Anyway, Aronde Gadsden's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, OG receiver for the Dolphins for many seasons. And his son, in his first season with the Chargers, is preparing for a playoff game at New England on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, like the son has a chance to go win an NFL playoff game in his first season, which is something the Dolphins haven't done in 25 seasons, which is wild. But Aronde, it seems like Mike McDaniel is probably going to return to the Dolphins for his fifth season as head coach.
Woohoo! Yay! Woohoo!
Could you make the case? I know you're being sarcastic, but if I said to you, hey, you have to make the case that he does need to come back next season, could you? Or are you so far beyond Mike McDaniel that you cannot even come up with any reason that he should be back?
Kind of torn. The problem is we've seen this movie trailer before where as somebody, let's take that New England game, you know what I mean? Like Josh McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator, but as a head coach, he didn't quite get it together. And so where I think, you know, Coach McDaniel is a great offensive mind, can he lead 53 men in the battle 18 weeks? I'm not sure, you know, that part of it works. So, you know, if they decide to give him another chance, they give him another chance. It's just, you know, now we have to you know, see what the quarterback situation is. He said it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a competition. A competition of who? With who? You know, Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers, and who's the competition with? You know what I mean? Kirk Cousins, you know, like who's the competition with? And, you know, you have to think about it. I go back to the same thing. I hate to sound like a broken record in the situation, but the teams, even now, the teams that are good and the teams that are, you know, going into the playoffs have guys that are veterans, you know, that lead the team, and we still don't have that, whether he's a coach or not. Like, you know, like I know Brock Purdy is the quarterback of San Francisco, but he's not the leader of the team. You know, like he's not calling the meetings. Like Fred Warner calling the meetings. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that. And we just don't have that. And, you know, like, you know, just like you look at Minnesota, like, yeah, is J.J. McCarthy, I see the C on his chest, but is he really the captain? You know what I'm saying? Like, is he really the captain? So, you know, those are the things I think are more important than him just being the head coach. I think he has to have a, you know, like when everybody has the veteran committee that makes decision on what goes on, I think he has to have that. And we've seen it stronger than, you know, the actual coach, and it works that way as well. So, bringing him back to the head coach is, you know, I don't know if that's really the first hurdle we have to get over.
And I'm not defending him, OG, but we were talking about it yesterday where if you give McDaniel a Drake May, you give McDaniel a Caleb Williams, which you saw Ben Johnson, what he did in Chicago with him. If you give him one of these young, great quarterbacks, could this offense work? Could he figure out a phrase that you coined on the show, have a plan B when they figure out what he's doing initially? If you give him a great quarterback, could McDaniels call a good offense?
I think he can, but, I mean, you know, once again, how long is it going to take us to figure that out? You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, Ben Johnson figured it out. Yeah, Ben Johnson figured it out because he saw him. He played against him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we saw Drake May. We're not about to get Drake May. You know, we're not about to get Josh Allen. Who's that guy that you have targeted to say, hey, that's who I want, and that's who's, you know, like the guy in New York didn't do it. You know what I mean? I thought that was a good fit. I said, you know, the head coach before was, you know, he got Dart started. I like, oh man, he probably gonna make Dart like he made Josh Allen. Didn't work. They fired him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even make it through the season. So, who is that guy? Once again, where is that guy? You know what I mean? Do you think it's one of the guys in the draft? Is it a guy in the NFL portal? I mean, who is the guy? I don't know. So that's the time now. We have to wait again. We got to wait another 3 years for us to find a guy, for us to get back to the 70-20 game we played against the Broncos that.
Oh, well, if we got another 70 burger coming, then I'll wait. Because that was fun. That was
three
fun.
More years.
That's all right. I'm willing to wait on that one. Do you think Aronde, I know how you feel about Tua, and obviously the Dolphins are done with him. Do you think Tua Tagovailoa could be an effective, above-average starting quarterback for some team in the NFL?
I don't know. You know, we thought the same thing about Sam Darnold, and he turned out to be. That's what I'm saying. It takes years to figure it out at that position, unless you just, you know, got it or got somebody that works with you. Like I say, the New England situation is probably the best. You know what I mean? Like Drake May got in with Josh McDaniels, and he's excited because this is the same playbook Tom Brady had, blah, blah, blah. And it's working. It's working. You know, I hope it doesn't work Sunday night, but it's working. You know what I mean? So for that to happen, I don't know. Could Tua be a stopgap for somebody? Maybe. He may just be in the lane of all the, you know, these other Hawaiian quarterbacks. I mean, Marcus Mariota made a nice career. I mean, he comes in for Daniels and works out for 2-3 games. You know what I'm saying? Looks good. You know what I mean? But a whole year, a whole 2-3 years, I don't know. The
I just wonder if anyone would covet him as their starting quarterback, not just for like a stop. You say no, Crowder. Like, not just for a stopgap.
No.
Like, hey, there's a guy
not
who's going to.
Not at, listen, not at $54 million.
Well, right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like,
I don't think there's anybody.
At eight.
I don't think
at $8 million, I'll take two at eight.
Right.
I'd take two at eight, no problem. Yeah, come on, Jewel, come on.
No, right, right, no, you can't right. tell a dude to take a $46 million pay cut and come start for me.
he ain't going to be a 40. Listen, he can, I mean, what are they going to do? He's going to be a bad guy. Listen, we had Trey Lance, and I saw Trey Lance play that last game, and they said Trey Lance, just like Zach Wilson, they've made $42 million. Zach Wilson has made over $30 million.
Well, Tua's going to have made about a quarter of $1 billion when it's all said and done.
Right,
that money's
right.
guaranteed,
so,
right? So
sit tight. Go into Minnesota and back up J.J. McCarthy. You know, he may get two or three games. Oh, no, he can't go to Minnesota. My bad.
Brian Flores
is there. My bad.
Head coach slapped each other day one.
Go over there. My bad. Bad example. You know.
Go anywhere but Minnesota.
Yeah, you go anywhere but Minnesota. You could go somewhere. Go to Tennessee or something. I don't know. But, you know, he has to get in the situation. See, the offense has to fit the quarterback. Like, you see, all the coaches fired got bad quarterback situations. Arizona, I don't know who the quarterback out there. You know, even in Atlanta, I think Raheem did a good job. But, they drafted a quarterback, paid a quarterback $180. Yeah, they don't know what they got going on. So, all Stefanski had five quarterbacks to start the season. it's not a good situation. You got to have a good quarterback situation for this thing to work out swimmingly. You know what I mean? And Tua has to find that situation at this point because, you know, the guy he had in his corner was Mike McDaniel. And I heard Mike McDaniel say, there's going to be a competition for the quarterback position. I'm like, oh, man, that's worse than Tua saying it'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? It'd be dope, Tua. Really? It'd be dope. Really?
Hey, OG, no one can speak on this situation in South Florida better than you because Troy Aikman solved a lot of your problems while y'all were playing together. Is Troy going to be able to solve the problem in Miami?
He let the monkey stay
up. He's coming down here.
That is true. He argued against Malik the monkey.
Right. He argued about Malik being in the locker room. But we got over it. I left. that's how we handled it. He stayed and I left. pretty simple.
We came to an agreement. He was the starting quarterback. I was barely on the roster, and I had a monkey. I left.
right. I decided to leave. Bad situation for me. I can't keep triggering me. Think I'm gonna stay.
I'll show you.
It's tough to say that in this situation. For you to ask me that, don't we have our own Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
Kind of.
I mean, his
That's
eyes
exactly.
bad. You know what I'm saying? Is his eyes bad? Like, you need a new set of eyes? the man told you to take Justin Herbert. You ain't take him. His eyes couldn't be that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I guess he has a different perspective from the seeing it as an analyst week in and week out, you know, you do get to go into these locker rooms and see, but I don't think he gets to see the general manager people. You know what I'm saying? Does he talk to them all the time? I don't think so. So, I guess you can't have enough of them. If you get five Hall of Fame quarterbacks to make decisions, you just, who are you going to throw it off on then? You know what I mean? So that's That's the Ross thing. Troy, I can't tell you.
Troy is Dan seeing I human.
Right,
it's
right.
Probably
right,
more of a statement on Dan than it is on hiring
right,
Troy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, real quick, Aronde, we're out of time, but I got to ask you real quick. There's this class action lawsuit from plaintiffs who are saying there is no rib meat in the McRib. And my personal opinion is that I think that makes the McRib even more delightful because, wow, what technology they've put together to make a sandwich that delicious called the McRib that has no rib meat in it. I actually crave it more because of this class action lawsuit. I'm curious your opinion because you and I both love the McRib.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it makes it that more unique.
Right.
That they took, some rib-like meat and made it a McRib. So I thought the first suit would be because it didn't have actual bones, because it looks like it has bones in it. If you see the ridges, right?
Do I gotta
bite around the bones?
If there's money to be made, if there's money to be made, let's file a class action suit that there's no bones in the McRib.
Right. I gotta be a rib and it don't have bones. What kind of rib is that? But they took it out. I just want one rib.
So
I just want one McRib bone.
It will not stop you from getting the McRib during McRib season.
Absolutely not. If they had a pickle suit, like how many pickles you want, man, that might be all right. It's not made out of rib meat? Come on, people.
Yeah, I mean, what are you expecting? To me, that's like going to Denny's and complaining that the soup is watery. You're at Denny's. What are you expecting? The Trulux lobster bisque?
Kirkland was ranked number one vodka. Really?
Yeah.
Really? New York Times? Really?
That's fake news.
Really?
Total fake news.
So a chicken sandwich with no chicken, a hamburger with no beef, a rib sandwich
with no burger.
Come on, fellas. Like, think about it.
Depends how good it tastes. If it tastes as good as the McRib does for ribs, I'm all in. Like, I don't care.
Listen, if you put the ribs back in the McRib, if you put the ribs back in the McRib and put a bunch of them in the pan at the cookout, people still eat them. They don't care.
Putting rib meat in the McRib and it changes the flavor of the non-rib McRib, I don't want it.
You remember what they did, Channing? They were like, oh, we want to change the nuggets to the dark meat because it was white meat. Now we got, we don't want that. We want what it was before.
Right.
We want the regular. We don't want you to switch in the middle of the stream. We've been eating this.
I'm telling you, they debuted those McNuggets in 79. You never tasted tastier beaks and feathers and talons.
Right.
Now it's like real chicken. I ain't got time for that.
Come on. Yeah, I don't got time for that. You switching in the middle of the stream. Yeah. Every time somebody do this, it goes down.
We know what we
like.
It
is.
It's like New Coke versus Coca-Cola Classic. Don't mess with what's good.
The key to the McRib is the sauce. Put the sauce on a brick and put it in the sandwich.
My teeth can't get to that one, OG.
No. We don't want yours. We don't want you to bite into it.
All right, see you. Aronde.
How can I lose one tooth? You're going to lose all of them, all 32 crack one time. Like in the cartoon, crack. Oh, Lord, it's running. This is a running crack.
We wish your son good luck on Sunday night. We want to see the Patriots lose, and we want to see him do well. So we're rooting for him.
I'll be in the cold, man. Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Happy New Year to everybody.
All right. Gadsden, Happy New Year. Let's take a break. 4 o'clock hour, Jim Larinaga is going to join us for the entire hour. So's Joe Zagacki. Take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.